I, this morning, got a text message from Gina. I told her that I would relay this to you, so I wanted to do that. She's in the hospital in Marion with pneumonia, and so she just asked if you would pray for her. She would appreciate that. I need to apologize. Last week, I did not talk specifically about Charlie and his murder. I should have, I didn't, and I apologize for that. This morning, I'd like to look at Matthew chapter 5 to begin with. Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 14. It says this, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." In what Charlie did and what he spoke about in the students he confronted and encouraged and ministered, he was very clear in one thing. Very clear in the gospel of Christ. People are sinners, born with sin, but the way through that is through Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection. It was the gospel, and he was very clear on that. And he proclaimed that boldly. And he confronted sin. He confronted transgenderism. He confronted homosexuality. He confronted all sorts of other issues. And he did it with sensitivity, yet boldness. He did it with that sometimes maybe we call it a hammer. Sometimes he did it more gently, but he was never afraid in what he proclaimed. When Scripture talks here about a light, you have a light of the world, a city on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. We've known this for a long time. We've probably heard this as a kid, right? Don't put your light under a basket. I think there was an old preschool song that talked about that. Charlie took the basket off the light, and it shone. And last week, I called him a martyr, and that's what he is. He died for his faith. That's a martyr. And I think what his example encourages us, challenges us, is to lift the basket off the to lift the basket off the counter. So that the light shines. Okay? I think oftentimes, we have a light. It's not salvation, the gospel. But we open it up just enough so light shines in a small area. Okay? And there are times in which God calls us to go out and to speak and to be bold and to share the good news of Christ. And we end up beating around the bush. We end up kind of half doing it. And I'm as guilty as anyone. Okay. And what Charlie's example shows is that, yes, the world will hate you. Okay. But loving God is more than that. I said in Sunday school this morning that I wasn't necessarily surprised that Charlie was murdered. I'm not. Because Scripture says it would happen. Okay? It's gruesome, it's evil, it's wrong, it's all of that. But I'm not surprised. If you go to Matthew chapter 24, Jesus talks about sons at the end of the age. I want to read this. "As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, When will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the close of the age? And Jesus answered him, See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alone, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. And because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Jesus tells us it's going to get worse before it gets better. Okay, that's what Matthew tells us, so it's what Revelation tells us. But what are we to do? We are to be faithful to the end. What does faithfulness look like? Faithfulness looks like living out the gospel. Okay? It means to be so proud of the gospel that we share it boldly. It means to live according to what Scripture tells us. To be kind, to be considerate, to speak the truth, to confront sin, to share the gospel. That's what it means to be faithful. We are to be faithful to the end. Okay? And that's what Charlie was. He was faithful to the end. Okay? But look at this. And the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. Then the end will come. The gospel will go forth. The gospel will be shared. Okay? Now, will people receive it? Some. Will everyone? No. Okay? There will be ridicule. There will be people who get angry at us. There will be confrontations and probably consequences for things. Yeah. The question I think that's put before us is, do we love God more than we're scared of what will happen? You know, and you look at Charlie, and he and his wife received death threats. He lived under the pressure of that. But that didn't stop him. He continued. Okay. I think of his wife and children. Okay. They're in it together. Okay. His wife is an amazing lady. Okay. And she's going to continue. You know, this losing her husband will not stop what they've started. And that's amazing. And it's a sign of God's testimony and sustaining grace. And she grieves, but yes, she continues. She will be faithful to the end. The bushel will come off the basket will come off the candle. Okay? And so the encouragement for us, I think, is this. Every day, God gives us opportunities. Gives me opportunities. Seize the opportunities. Okay? Don't just let them pass by, but take them. Okay? Ask people, how can I pray for you? Say, I know a story from Scripture that relates to this. Can I tell you? When somebody insults you, return it with kindness. Stand up for the truth. Okay. If we've done something wrong, then yes, ask for forgiveness. Move on. Be faithful. Be faithful to what Scripture is telling us to do. Okay. That's what God tells us to be. Faithful to His Word. Okay. He who endures to the end will be saved. Okay? Perseverance, endurance over time. Revelation tells us that martyrs have a special place before the Lord, and I was trying to find that this morning, and I couldn't find it. But the martyrs are seated with Christ. And Charlie is seated with Christ. Okay, and it's not that Charlie himself was anything. He wasn't God. He wasn't special in any sense, other than he was faithful, and God used him and inspired him and worked through him. It was God working through Charlie that did what, that accomplished what he did. The same spirit that was in Charlie is in us. Okay. The same boldness that Charlie spoke is available to us because we have the spirit inside of us. Scripture says we're not given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of self-discipline. When Jesus tells Matthew, on this rock I will build my church and the powers of hell will not prevail against it. Okay? That is not a defensive position of the church. That is an offensive position. Okay? The church will go forward. The gates of hell will not stand against it. Okay? As the church, as we as individuals and as families are faithful to the Word and what God tells us, working in His Spirit, by His Spirit, in His Spirit, to be faithful to do what Scripture tells us. And so, you know, as you watch the funeral today, as people speak, I pray that God would be honored and glorified in all the speakers. I pray that Charlie's example would ring out. I pray that thousands of people would come to know Christ through this funeral. Okay? Does it make Charlie's sacrifice worth it? I don't know, but it's what God chose to do. Okay? And God will use even tragedies for good. He tells us that in Scripture. Okay? But I think it would be a travesty if we just let this pass by. Okay? This one hits home. It's a martyr on American soil. Okay? Well, what's that mean for us? We no longer live in a culture that's tolerant. We live in a culture that's hostile. Tolerance is a thing of the past. Okay? Well, do we love God enough? Do we love God more than we fear people? I think that's a question that's good for all of us to ask. And if we say we love God more, then let's pray for the Holy Spirit to work in us, to give us boldness, as he did in Acts 5 with the apostles. Okay. Peter, God bless his heart, was stuck foot in his mouth, Peter, until he gets to Pentecost. And after Acts chapter 5, the Pharisees tell him to be quiet, don't preach in his name. And he says, I must obey God rather than men. May we be people who do the same. Okay. So I am sorry I did not speak of this last week. It is not that I do not care. Okay. And I pray that Charlie's death would be a starting point for many to come to faith and for the work of the kingdom to be expanded. Because that's what God does. He works good out of tragedy. Lord, thank you for this morning and for this word. Lord, it's not going to get easier. But Lord, you also have given us your spirit to work inside of us, to give us power and boldness and the words to say and all the help we need. I pray, Lord, that we would listen to your spirit and pray for the boldness and the courage, and that God, through your spirit, you would grant those requests. And that we would go from here more bold than when we came in. May we proclaim your gospel and your good news, because it is life. It is everything. Lord, let us not shy away from that. Give us boldness to confront sin, to speak truth, not to win an argument, but to draw people to you. And so we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.